Okay, housekeeping note. During the end of the quarter break, the bookkeepers informed our public address announcer that they gave credit to Luke Yeager for that tip-in earlier in the third quarter. So Bricker now with 13. He had 8 that quarter. Yeager now with 6. Score still the same, 39-37, and here we go to the fourth. Penn with the ball on the possession. Bonner up the baseline against Sullivan. Sullivan Woodland it by. Brown at the elbow, across to McCullough. Works in, but couldn't get around Martin. Hawthorne in the lane. Shoots over Yeager, and on the beautiful flip shot up and in. Hawthorne over the tree trunk. 41-37. Penn back by 4. Into the right corner, Sullivan. Drew dribbles up the sidelines. Now to Carson Gould. Gould being pressured by Hawthorne. Puts it on the floor. Takes it to the left elbow. Backdoor cut. Threw it out of bounds. He got in the lane. He knew the three-second call was coming, and he threw it away, trying to get it to Bricker, who was maybe 8 feet from it. But he didn't have time for him to wait to get closer. So a big turnover there for the Tigers. Bonner and the Kingsmen have it, leading by 4. Off a screen, Hawthorne, who's hit some big shots lately. Bonner drives in, spins to his right, couldn't shoot. Brown dared to shoot, didn't. McCullough. Bonner holding out to the left side for Miller. Miller down to the baseline side. Ran out of space, bounces it back out to Brown. Brown at the elbow across to Bonner. Bonner with a jab step and a drive into Sullivan. Got in 10 feet, couldn't shoot it. McCullough, left side to Brown. Brown behind the back dribble at the left elbow. No intention of going anywhere there. McCullough, left corner to Bonner. Bonner up the side for Brown. Back in the corner, almost threw it out of bounds. Bonner made a terrific play to keep that from going into the cheerleaders. Right corner, McCullough. Dribbles to the wing, all the way to the top. Lobs across to Bonner. Bonner against Martin. Drives the free throw line. Timeout called by the Kingsmen. Timeout Penn. It's a full timeout. 6:13 left to go. Penn 41, Warsaw 37. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. The Penn Band is here tonight. And they've switched locations, and I'll tell you why. Because TV 46 is here, and the normal place where the Penn Band would be in the corner right behind where Chuck and Angelo DiCarlo are. So the Penn Band is over here. You'll be able to watch that on the replay late tonight and again tomorrow afternoon. 41-37. Kingsmen with the ball and a four-point lead and 6:13 left to go. Penn with 2 full timeouts and a mini. Warsaw with 3 fulls and a short one. And Bonner will throw it in baseline left down here to our right. And Bonner gets the ball and takes a look. And he's still looking. And he lobs in the lane, and Martin came and stole it, and a foul's going to be called against Penn. Martin leaped in the air, and Maverick Brown ran into him and undercut him. Again, he didn't do it on purpose, but it's a foul nonetheless. So the Tigers force a turnover off the inbound, and Warsaw's got the ball working to our left, down by 4, 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. Martin on the handoff, out to Sullivan. Sullivan now will hand off to Gould, coming toward the top. Right side, Bricker off his screen. He'll drive the baseline on Bonner. He's double-teamed. In the lane, Sullivan. Underneath the Yeager. Heart of the rack. No whistle. Late. Foul call. That might be Brown again. It is. And that's his fourth. So he hits 2 here early in the fourth. And they'll bring Bedient back into the game. Yeager to shoot. And it's good. It hit the front of the rim and just kind of flopped in. Yeager with that make, now 10 of 11 at the free throw line this season. One more to make it a 2-point game. Yeager's free throw is good. Yeager with 8, 41-39 Kingsmen, 5:50 left to play. Far side, McCullough. Drives to the right elbow, kicks it out, Hawthorne. Hawthorne against Bricker, back out to McCullough on the wing. McCullough out of the far side for Bonner. Back to the near side for Hawthorne. And he dribbled off of Bricker's foot. And Bricker dives in there and got a held ball. And the ball is going to belong to Warsaw. What a play. Bricker dove. He tipped the ball and then dove almost. Well, I think one of his arms went between Hawthorne's legs and the other was on the outside. What a play by Bricker. Back-to-back turnovers by Penn when they'd hardly had any the whole game. And here come the Tigers now with a chance to tie the game with 5:33 left to go. Finn in for Miller. Again, has just two baskets and five total points. He averages 14 a game. Matter of fact, it's not been their regulars that have led them in scoring. Jaeger will dribble to the left wing. Out to Martin. It went right through his hands, and it's taken away by McCullough. The Tigers turn it right back over. Bonner in transition has no numbers. Warsaw did a good job of recovering. Near side for Hawthorne. Hawthorne holding, peeking back at the official to see if he's counting. He was. Now he'll hand off to Bonner. Bonner against Finland, too. Checked in at last stoppage for Sullivan. Out to McCullough. Left side to Bonner. And they threw it away. They threw it down to Bedient in the post, but he hadn't got there yet. And Warsaw's got it right back after a third straight turnover by the Kingsmen. Still 41-39 Penn, under 5 minutes left. Carson Gould, right wing, down to the corner, up the sideline to Finlinson. Robbie takes a look. Takes Finn down to the outside part of the lane. Couldn't get past him. Throws it out to Martin. Martin to the near side to Bricker. He's guarded by Bonner. Takes it to the elbow. Stops in the lane. Leans in. Tough shot. No good. Jaeger the rebound. Back up, and we're tied. Tie game. Jaeger and double fingers with 10. Timeout, Tigers. This is a 30. We keep it right here. 4:31 left to go, and we're level at 41. Let's reset the scene for you. Tied at 41. 4:31 left. Warsaw has three full timeouts. Penn has two fouls and a mini. Warsaw has been called for no fouls this quarter so far. Penn, two. And the possession error belongs to Penn on the next held ball. That's what we've been waiting to see from Luke Jaeger. Big and strong. Nobody was going to stop him from getting that ball into the basket. 4:31 left. Penn ball. They have the full length of the court to go. What a good game this is. 3 days after the heart stopper with Northridge, it feels like this is headed toward that kind of finish too. And remember, Penn's in the sectional and Northside gym, so there could be a rematch. McCullough right wing against Martin. Martin gives him plenty of space. He's no threat to score. Off a screen, Hawthorne. Hawthorne against Carson Gould. Drives left side of the lane. Got toward the about 10 feet out. Couldn't shoot. Back out to Finn. Finn puts on the floor against Bricker. Lobs it to Bonner, right wing. Down to the baseline, Bedient. Tries to muscle his way under the basket. Got under there, couldn't shoot it. Finn, 10 feet out on the left baseline. Back out to Bonner against Finlinson. Back to Finn. Down to the baseline, McCullough. He drives in. He spins left-handed, shoots it up and in. McCullough with six. Penn back to lead, 43-41. Sullivan trying to take a charge. No charge was called. Finlinson holding, looking against Finn. Robbie spins down the right side of the lane, forced up a tough one, and it wedged between the rim and the backboard. But a foul was called in there. And Finlinson's going to shoot two. That would tie the game back up. Finn with the foul, his first. Finlinson, two out of two in this game at the free throw line, 4 points for the season, 8 out of 9. Barry Coleman didn't like the call. Finlinson's free throw is way short. And I mean way short. That hit solidly off the front of the rim. One more coming up for the 6'3 junior. Jaeger to the scores table. Finlinson makes the second. He averages almost 11 points a game. He's got five. But again, it feels like he's going to have the ball with a chance to make a big shot. And that's with the JV. If you listened to our JV broadcast last year, you know he hit a lot of big shots and a lot of big moments last season for the junior varsity. Penn by one, 3.5 minutes to go. Bonner across the line. Left side of the key beyond the arc, Brown. Brown puts on the floor against Jaeger, backs into him, shot it wildly. No good. Bricker the rebound. Outlets to Carson Gould. Tigers with a chance for the lead. Bricker, 25 feet out. Jab step on Bonner. Spins him in the lane, kicks it across. Finlayson with a head fake and a drive. He'll throw it in the corner to Jaeger. Now back up the sideline. Finlayson and out of Gould. 3 minutes left to go in the game. Penn 43, Warsaw 42. Gould around one defender, around another. Slipped it inside. Jaeger for the dunk. Jaeger with the big heavy-handed finish. Warsaw to the lead, 44-43. 2:45 left to go. And down the stretch they come at Al Rhodes Kingsman Court. Bonner the other way. Leans in for a 12-footer and hit it. Bonner with 11. Our ninth lead change. Penn 45, Warsaw 44. Have the heart medicine handy. Gould across the line. Left corner, Finlayson. Shoots for three. Good. There it is. Big shot, Bob. Hits again. 47-45. Tigers by two. 2:20 to go. This may come down to who has the ball last. What a game. I told you at the beginning, these are two very evenly matched teams. And they are showing you that right now. Bonner across the line. To Brown. Left of the key, well beyond the arc. Now to Miller between the circles. Right side to Bonner. Bonner off a high screen with space. Finlayson picks him up on the switch. 2 minutes left to go. It's a 2-point Tiger lead. Right side Brown picks up his dribble. Timeout called by Barrett Kuhlman. Timeout Kingsman. 1:55 left in the fourth. It is a full timeout. Warsaw 47, Penn 45, back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Steve Scott back at the station. So glad that he is part of our broadcast. 47-45, Warsaw. 1:55 left. Penn now has a full and a mini. Warsaw has all three of their fulls. Penn's been called for three fouls this quarter. Warsaw hasn't been called for any. Now, here's the thing. When Warsaw's been uberly aggressive on defense, Penn has made them pay for that. So I don't know that Warsaw wants to do a lot of changing in how they approach Penn when they have the ball. Brown to throw it in right front of the end of the Kingsman bench. Bonner, who is not your prototypical point guard, but he's the one who handles the ball the most. Bonner, one-on-one against Finlayson. Takes it down to the right baseline, pulls up, throws it back out to Brown outside the arc. Right side to Hawthorne. Hawthorne dribbles out to the top. 1:38 left to go. Hawthorne drives in, hands off to Brown on the weave. Brown cross court to Bonner. Bonner against Finlayson. He's got him wrapped up pretty good. He'll dribble it back out beyond the arc. Now start up the baseline. Stops, throws up a wild shot. It goes in. Bonner floated that one in, and we are all tied up. It is 47-47. Gould across the line. 1:15 left. Gould goes right, throws it to Finlayson. Miller's on him. Robbie starts toward the middle, then backs it back out. Nobody close enough for a count. Finlayson puts his head down, and a whistle, and a timeout is called. Holy cow. Timeout, Warsaw. It is a full timeout. Why do I sound like that? Because the pass to the wing was tipped and taken away, and Bonner was head for a dunk that would have given the Kingsmen the lead. As it is, it's Warsaw ball with 59 seconds left and a 47-47 game. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw now with two full timeouts left. Penn with a full and a mini. Warsaw would love to run this down, take the last shot. If they miss it, we keep playing. But remember what happened at the end of the first half. Penn's defense started swallowing up the Tigers, and Warsaw went from up 7 to down 3 at halftime in a span of about 3 minutes. Right now we have 59.8 left in a tie game. Gould bounces into the corner, right side to Martin, and he'll take it up the sideline and all the way past the volleyball line. And here comes the Kingsman trap. Maiden Berger's back in the game. We haven't seen him since the first half. Berger got knocked around. He was able to get it out to Carson Gould. 47 seconds left. Gould is trapped. Right sideline to Bricker. Back up to Gould. To the near sideline for Berger. Now he'll fake. Now to the left wing for Martin. Back out to Berger. 35 seconds as he throws to Gould. Gould will step between two defenders and throw it to Berger. Berger waits for the defenders to come. He's trapped. He got rid of it to Gould. 25 seconds. And back across to Berger. Again, Warsaw's got two timeouts. Keep that in mind. Martin, jump pass across to Carson Gould. Now back to Berger, 17 seconds. Now to Martin. Back to Berger. Out to Gould, 13 seconds. Gould with a fake, and now a lob back to Berger, 9 seconds. 8. Martin, left wing. Out to Gould. Gould fakes. Shoots a three-pointer. It rims. No good. Rebound, McCullough. 2 seconds. 1. And what happened? Timeout. Timeout, Penn. Carson, his shot hit the front of the rim and bounced up. From the angle we're looking at, I couldn't tell whether it had bounced right, left, or straight. Penn calls timeout. They have one left, and they're putting the clock at 1.3. So I thought that the clock ran after the whistle. Oh, they put it at 0.3. They'll have to try again. And there they go. Well, what you just got to watch for here, if Penn throws one in from over half court, then you give them credit for that, and that's that. What you don't want here is for them to launch the ball down court and have somebody like Bonner or Bedient make a play, catch it, and get off a 10-footer at the buzzer to win it. It'll also be interesting to see how Warsaw defends the inbound here, because Penn cannot run the end line. So you don't have to worry about a guy getting run off a screen. It's Jaeger, Gould, Martin, Finlinson, and Bricker out there for the Tigers, and Jaeger is going to defend the inbound. Now, Penn does still have a 30-second timeout left if they want to use it. Barrett Kuhlman is looking at how people are lined. Everybody down by the basket that Penn's shooting at. McCullough is going to throw it. Jaeger standing right in front of him. McCullough gets it, throws it as far as he can down the floor. It's going to be caught by Bonner. He'll turn and shoot at the buzzer, and he missed it. He missed it, and we play on in Mishawaka. 47-47. Warsaw and Penn. We're back in 30 seconds with overtime on News Now Warsaw. This will go down as a close game, obviously. So this will be the 8th game out of 10 that Warsaw has played this season that have been decided by 10 points or less. And by definition, because it went to overtime, it'll be the 7th game this season decided by 5 points or less. No matter what the score ends up being, because it went to overtime, that's how we figure that out. Bonner got a really good look at it. I don't know how he caught the ball. It's an amazing play as it was. 4 minutes up on the clock. We're ready for overtime. The teams will go the same direction. Jaeger and Bonner to jump it up. Bonner's a pretty talkative guy in a good way. And he and Jaeger have a laugh before we start the overtime. Jaeger wins the tip. And the Tigers will have it working to our left. Carson Gould across the line, far side of the center circle. Hands off to Finlinson. Finlinson against Miller, who's back out there. To the near side to Martin. Martin against Brown. Up the baseline. Beat him up the baseline. Lost the ball. Got it back. Forced it up and in! Martin's got 14 points. Warsaw leads in overtime, 49-47. Bonner, most likely the guy to take this next shot for the Kingsmen. Brown left wing. Jaeger gives him space. Brown to the free throw line. Backdoor cut. Bonner got wide open and scored. How does he get that wide open? Oh, my goodness sake. 15 for Dominic Bonner. Tied at 49. Bad pass. Good catch by Bricker. There's Martin again. Up the baseline. This time help came. Martin almost fell down. Is able to keep control of the ball. He needs help. And timeout taken by the Tigers. They will take their overtime timeout here. 3 minutes left in the extra period. Warsaw and Penn tied at 49. Again, the girls play tomorrow night at home. They will take on Mishawaka in their 5th conference game of the season. The big one was Saturday. They beat Northridge 65-52. We'll be on the air tomorrow night. starting at 7:10 on News Now. Warsaw, they will be heavily favored in these last three games. That's why it was such a big deal that they won that game on Saturday. The team that lost that game was going to have an uphill battle and have to hope for something that's beyond realistic hope. So, big win for the Lady Tigers. They looked terrific. Looked like the old Lady Tiger team we saw at the beginning of the year. 7:10 tomorrow night against Mishawaka, News Now Warsaw. Tiger ball after the timeout. Warsaw with two timeouts left. Penn has a full and a mini. Everybody gets one extra full timeout in the overtime. And all the timeouts that you had left carry over. Martin to throw it in, right in front of Hal Gunner, who's seen his share of these kind of close games and overtime games. Who will the hero be? Bricker, near side, Finlinson down to the left wing for Martin. Looks the baseline, out top to Robbie. Finlinson with a jab step on Miller, dribbles right, picks up his dribble, lobs back out to Gould. 2:44 left in overtime, tied at 49. Martin left wing. Drives into the lane. Got past his man. It's Gore. Brown's out there playing with four fouls. He didn't want to mess with him. Martin's got 16. It's 51-49. Tigers back up by two. Right side to Brown against Jaeger. Down to the post. There's Dominic Bonner. He'll fake to the baseline side. Forced it up. Missed it. Foul called. Bonner did not create contact. He fell away from Martin. And the official on the backside didn't have the best angle, put his hand in the whistle. Bonner to the free throw line. He has not shot a free throw yet in this game. He's not a good shooter, 62%. And Dominic's free throw is good. His third point of overtime, his 16th of the night. 2:18 left, 51-50. Warsaw by one. Bonner looking to even up the game again. It's up and it's good. By my count, I have us for six ties and 10 lead changes. It's 51-51. Gould across the line to Jaeger, near side to Finlinson. Robbie throws it down to Jaeger on the block. He got hammered on the arm, but no whistle, and Penn steals the ball with 2 minutes left. Matt Moore screams in the air at the official, and he just shakes his head and says, no, he didn't. Brown right wing. Jab step and a drive underneath the basket. Reverse layup blocked by Jaeger. Tip no good. Bricker the rebound for Warsaw. Still tied at 51. 1:40 to go. Finlinson left wing. Down to the corner to Martin. He's guarded by McCullough now. Martin drives to the elbow. Stop and go move. Fakes. Lobs back out to midcourt to Finlinson. 90 seconds left in overtime. 51-51 the score. Gould on the near sideline against Hawthorne. Double teamed at the top, picks up his dribble, skip pass in the left corner. Finlinson for three. Bricker the rebound. He'll throw back out to Gould. They reload. Bricker shoots a three-pointer. He got it. Bricker's second three-pointer of the game. Warsaw leads 54-51 with 1:06 to go. Bonner down to the baseline. Out to Brown. Left corner for Bedient. Bedient out top for Bonner. He starts in, then backs up. And a whistle and a timeout will be taken here by Barrett Kuhlman. It's a 30. He'll use his 30 here with 51 seconds left in overtime. 54-51, Warsaw with the lead on Bricker's three with just over a minute left. You know, he's been looking more to go to the basket this year, which he had to do. Right? He's too easy to guard when he's just standing out there waiting for somebody to set him up for a three. His three-point numbers are way down compared to this point last year, but he's got two big ones tonight, including the one that he just hit. And now just 16 for the season. But he's averaging almost 19 points a game. And I think if Warsaw can get a stop here, he might get the ball and he might get some free throws to push him up near 20. How does Penn want to handle this? Again, it's not a big three-point shooting team. Hawthorne hit one earlier, his eighth. Their main three-pointer is Trey Miller, but Miller just hasn't done much on offense. He's out there now in the deep left corner. Bonner dribbles right against Miller, takes him in the lane, but then backs out of it. Here comes Miller off the top on a screen. Now McCullough hands back to Brown, 40 seconds. Tigers by three. Bonner against Martin, one-on-one, top of the circle, to the elbow, to the free throw lane. He looks, he couldn't shoot. Brown, they dare him to shoot, he won't. Bonner, 30 seconds. Bonner, they're trying to keep Miller from getting the ball. Carson Gould watching him everywhere. Bonner spins back down inside on Martin, takes a fake, turns and shoots a half hook, it's good. Bonner has all six Penn points in the overtime and now 19 points. Penn calls timeout. By my count, that is their last timeout. 19 seconds left to go. Now again, we go back to that spot right before halftime. I can confirm now the official scores both indicate Warsaw has two timeouts left. Penn has none. Go back to that spot right before halftime. Warsaw handled it like a hand grenade. Penn made them pay for it. And here we are in that same spot again. Warsaw up by one, 54-53 in overtime, 19 seconds to go. Penn does not have to foul right away. They could go for a 10-second call. If Warsaw gets it in the front court, then they have to foul right away. Again, remember, they don't have any timeouts left. So the next Penn shot is going to have to be perhaps a three-point shot if Warsaw can get 2 points on this possession. Gould, Berger. It's interesting that Biden's out there in there for ball handling, but not necessarily a great free throw shooter. Just 2 out of 6 on the season. Gould's going to throw it in. He can run the end line. Bedient is going to jump up and down in front of him. Carson runs the end line, gets it in. Finlinson got smacked, and the ball goes out of bounds with 17.3 left. Man, they are just not going to call that foul. Now Gould's got to throw it in from the worst possible space down in that corner in the middle of the cheerleaders, and he can't run the end line anymore. Gould bounces it in. Martin. Martin splits a double team, and he's grabbed in the backcourt. That's only the fourth team foul against Penn here in the fourth quarter. Obviously, it's overtime. When it comes to the fouls are the overtime's the extension of the fourth quarter, so they don't reset to zero. So the next Penn foul, Warsaw shoots. Now out near the free throw line. Bricker trying to get open. They grab him. He grabs the ball, and he's grabbed from behind by Finn. Finn with his second bonus. 13.8 left. Bricker, 79% at the free throw line. Only Jaeger is better at the free throw line. Sullivan's been pretty good, too. Two free throws here, puts up by three. Doesn't win the game. Here's Luke with the ball. One dribble, then two. Spins it, shoots it, got it. Right down the middle. Jaeger back to the scores table to check in. He comes in for Berger with 13.8 left. 55-53 Tigers. Bricker with one more free throw to make it a three-point game with 13.8 left in OT. Warsaw bench has been told to sit down. Bricker with the ball. Gets it. Shoots it. And made it. He made them both. 13.8 left. Penn doesn't have a timeout left. Finlinson also is out. And Sullivan is in for defense. Bonner's going to bring it up. They're going to roll the ball. Bonner's going to be made to pick it up at the free throw line in the backcourt. 10 seconds. Now to the right side for Brown. Brown looking inside. Nobody's open. He's going to try to hand it back to Bonner. Bonner with 4 seconds, but three, and a whistle, and a whistle, and a foul's going to be called. It's going to be a foul against Warsaw. They have plenty to give with 2.7 left. Carson Gould with a great play. 56-53. Penn needs a three-point basket. It's out of bounds on the near sideline. Down by the official score for Penn. Warsaw has timeouts. They are not going to take one. Penn doesn't have any timeouts. And it's going to be McCullough to throw it in. They need three to tie. McCullough looking. Out to Bonner near midcourt. He catches against Martin. Shoots from 30. It's no good! Wide left and off the square and out. And Warsaw wins in overtime. 56-53. Oh, my. What a game. What a four-day stretch here for the Warsaw Tigers. Bonner got a good look. It was a smidge out of his range. It hit the front of the rim, then the square, and kicked out. And the Tigers are 8-2. They win. Final score, 56-53. Post-game coverage begins next on News Now Warsaw. Mercy, my goodness, what a game. What a season, what a team. 56-53, Warsaw wins at Penn here in overtime to run their record to 8-2. Penn falls to 7-3. Final scoring for the Kingsmen, Alex Hawthorne, 7 points. Casey Finn, 3. Trey Miller, 5. Maverick Brown, 4. John Bedient, 6. Nolan McCullough, 6. Peyton Miamba, 3. And the leader was Dominic Bonner, who finished with 19 points and scored all 6 of Penn's points in the overtime session. For Warsaw, Robbie Finlinson, 8, including a fourth quarter 3-point field goal. Brant Martin, 16, including 4 in the fourth quarter. Luke Yeager with 12, including 6 in the fourth quarter. And Luke Bricker with the free throws to put the Tigers up in the closing, or to put the Tigers up by 3 in the closing stretch. He finished with 18 points. He hit a big 3-pointer with 106 left in the overtime to put the Tigers in the lead. It was 11-11 after 1, 15-12 Penn in that second quarter. They led 26-23 at halftime. Warsaw outscored Penn 14-13 in the third, and Warsaw outscored Penn in the fourth 10-8 to force overtime. Tigers win the overtime period 9-6, and they win the game 56-53. We were tied on 6 occasions, and we had 10 lead changes. The JV from Penn beat Warsaw 40-37. The JV is now 5-4. Kellen Bailey, 13. Tristan Wilson, 11. 56-53. Warsaw wins it in OT. Post-game coverage continues with the final stats next on News Now Warsaw. Tigers win by 3 in overtime. Time for the final stats brought to you by Alderfer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alderfer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. The Tigers shot 19 of 33 from the field. That's 58%. 4 of 10 for three-point range, 5 out of 6 at the free throw line. Penn was 20 of 46 from the field. That is 44%. 5 of 13 from three-point range, just 2 out of 5 at the free throw line. So again, the free throw line betrays them in the big moments. Rebounds tonight ended up even, 19-19. Penn had 3 turnovers, but they were right in a row, and they were right at the start of the fourth quarter when Warsaw was trying to put something together to get back on top. They got that in those 3 turnovers, the only 3 that Penn had the whole game. Warsaw finished with 9. The points off the turnovers, Penn 8, Warsaw 2. Second chance points, Penn 13, Warsaw 6. Points off the bench, Penn 12, Warsaw nothing, and both teams played to a 1.23. Matt Moore, I'm going to have to go to the store and get me some new heart medicine. You guys are wearing me out over here. What a great game.
Yeah, no, I just told a man, like, the poise that they show is uncanny. And it's something that, you know, I think you have to go through things. And there have been a lot of games this year where they've come to the huddle in the game in motion, where it goes either way, and they listen. They're not over-emotional. They're focused. They go out. They execute. Obviously, we want to rebound better. We want to, you know, limit our turnovers. But just the toughness to be able to come out here in the second half and go back and forth and not ride the emotion of, oh, my gosh, we have to. You know, I mean, Robbie's cornering the three. Luke Yeager was tremendous again. Like, I just don't think – just watching the game, he's done a great job defensively with his assignments. He bothers people. Carson ran the floor well. And then, you know, Luke is just super patient, you know, doesn't get a lot of looks in the first half. Brant kind of carries us, and then in that second half we tried to get him going, and, you know, he got rolling, and that's a big-time win for us.
There's a thousand things. We could talk for another hour about this, but you'd probably miss the bus ride home. I'd be glad to take you. However, two of the things that you just mentioned, the poise of this team, you've watched that literally happen right in front of you, because with this game tonight – being decided, going to overtime, you now have had played in your 10 games, 8 have been decided by 10 points or less, and 7 by 5 points or less. They shouldn't be doing this because of their inexperience, and yet here they are.
Yeah, but, you know, the thing you can't equate for sometimes is just they're old school tough and the ability just to play the next play. Can be a superpower. I think sometimes we get locked up by this idea of fear and not wanting to fail, and I think this group is slowly creeping into the idea of, you know, next play, and that's a toughness in their mentality and their toughness of how they care about each other, and it's fun to be a part of those. Like, you know, I'd much rather be a part of this one way or the other versus a blowout one way or the other, and I think that's what this team is built on, and that's why they're going to be successful as we continue to go.
And you mentioned Finlinson's three-pointer. It's a game where the game really didn't come to him tonight, but he was ready in his moment. Bricker hasn't shot nearly as many nor made as many three-pointers as he had in the two previous years for the JV and the varsity. But when his moment was ready, he pulls the trigger from one that's two steps behind the line. That's big time right there.
Yeah, and I thought both those guys, like, I don't think they're afraid of the moment either. You know, Robbie's corny three was massive. Right, and an offensive rebound gets kicked out. Luke steps into it. That's a big time shot, and you got to have the courage to know that you've put the reps in to be able to take that shot. Because a lot of guys, with, you know, 20 seconds to go, probably aren't going to shoot that. They're going to probably kick it back out and reverse it, and then, you know, pray that they don't have to take a shot. But, you know, those guys want the ball in those moments, and it's fun to see them come through.
Well, hopefully you get to play on Friday.
Yeah, let's hope.
Because the weather don't look so awful good, live pal, for that.
Yeah.
But if you do get to play, your guys are going to be ready. And what an exciting season it's been so far.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously we've been on the road for a while, and we really hope our fans can show out and our student section can show out and just show the appreciation for this group because, again, they've done a tremendous job of just sticking together and banding through, you know, hard times that are going on off the court. And you know, it's hard playing on the road, and you know, ultimately we gotta be able to do that to win the conference and win the sectional. But it's also nice playing in the Tiger Den.
And your guys are 5-0 on the road. Also, something that shouldn't happen. Your guys, with the inexperience of some of your guys and new roles, and without Jackson, without Drew, 5-0 on the road. That's gonna make you feel pretty good about your bunch.
Yeah, well, I mean, you just win the game in front of you, and I thought we had a good game plan coming in, and. You know, we got to reboot and get ready for a conference game on Friday. Hopefully, that again has a lot of weight in it, and we've got to hold court now.
Okay, we'll see you then.
Thank you,
Matt Moore of the Warsaw Tigers. Winners tonight in overtime at Penn, 56-53. The play of the game is next on News Now Warsaw. Okay, want to hear a funny thing that the broadcaster did? I read the stats at the end of the game. But it was the end of the fourth quarter, not the end of the overtime. So it seems strange that the two teams played to an even points per possession. Well, they didn't. So let's try this again. Warsaw, 22 of 37 for the field, 59%. They were 5 of 12 from three-point range and 7 out of 8 at the free throw line. Penn was 22 of 50 for 44%, 5 of 14 for three-point range, 4 out of 7 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Warsaw, 22-19. The Tigers finished with 10 turnovers, Penn with 3. Points off turnovers, Penn 8, Warsaw 2. Second chance points, Penn 13, Warsaw 9. Points off the bench, Penn 12, Warsaw none. Points per possession, Warsaw 1.30, Penn 1.23. And that version of the stats also brought to you by Alder for Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderforbergen.com. The play of the game is brought to you by Stonehenge, a championship golf course steeped in tradition on Pearson Road in Warsaw. See why people are raving about their banquet and conference room with a capacity up to 80. Reserve your holiday, wedding, or important meeting now. We just talked about several of the plays that in any other game would be the play of the game, but we have to go back with just over a minute to go in overtime. Luke Bricker from well beyond the arc. I don't remember what I called it, but it felt like it was well beyond 22 feet, might have been 25. Bricker rings the bell from way out on the right. That gave him 16 points. It was his second three-pointer of the game, his 16th of the season, and it put Warsaw ahead, as it turned out, to stay in the overtime period. That's the play of the game, brought to you by Stonehenge on Pearson Road in Warsaw. Steve gave us scores. We'll give them to you next on News Now Warsaw. I promised you scores. I give you scores. Boys finals, Tippecanoe Valley 56, LaVille 45. In overtime, Glen 45, Triton 44. Girls finals, Concord beat Jimtown 36-17. Goshen beat St. Joe 68-31. Plymouth is beating LaPorte 51-22 in the fourth. And Columbia City beat Wauwatosa 71-31. Here, boys basketball at Al Rhodes Kingsman Court. Warsaw, it's 56. Penn, 53 in overtime in a classic. And again, just think of what that sectional is going to look like. We haven't seen Concord yet. We get them a week from Friday up in Dunlap. But think about that sectional and what could be. Because you got Penn, Northridge, Concord. Elkhart's going to get better. Their coach, I love that man, Will Cody. He was coaching the girls. Now he's coaching the boys. He is an excellent coach. And so he's going to have them ready on their home court come the last week of February and the first week of March. So that's coming. And Goshen right now looks the weakest of any team in the sectional, and nobody wants to play them in the sectional. So what does that say? It's going to be a great week of basketball at Northside Gym coming up at the end of February. In the meantime, so much basketball still to play. Over half the season still to go for the Warsaw boys team after they win tonight 56-53 over Penn. The people here at Penn just could not be better. We love coming here. Jeff Hart, the boys soccer coach, who's also the AD, Bridget Williams, wonderful people, love them to death. I'm always glad to see them. They're always glad to see me, make sure that we have everything we need, and we had, as always, everything that we needed when we got here. Thanks to Steve back at the station. Thanks to all the great sponsors. By the way, if you'd like to be a sponsor of Tiger Basketball, we have room for you. Get a hold of our people. Call the radio station, 574-372-3064, and we can get you set up. 56-53 the final. Warsaw wins at Penn. Now, this is the TV 46 game of the night. They're not just doing games on Friday anymore. They did this game tonight. You'll be able to go back and watch it tonight and again tomorrow afternoon at about 2 o'clock on their YouTube channel. So keep that in mind. 56-53, Warsaw wins. Let's get out of here. Go home. Good night.